CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham in the UK. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS news for Sunday the 13th of September 2026. Here are the main headlines. Final RSGB convention speakers announced. RSGB experts contribute to IARU Region 1 General Conference. Could you be the next RSGB youth champion for Scouts? Advance ticket sales for the RSGB convention close in 3 weeks. Have you purchased your ticket yet? If not, the Not Be Missed convention takes place between the 9th and 11th of October at Kent's Hill Conference Centre in Milton Keynes. This year's speaker programme is crammed full of fascinating lectures, including Paul Whiting, G4YQC, who will be describing how the 21-centimetre neutral hydrogen emission line can be used to map the Milky Way galaxy. He will explain how this can be done from your back garden using inexpensive equipment. You'll also get to hear from Dave Robinson, G4FRE, who will be talking about GPS-disciplined oscillators both past and present. Several lectures on the programme have changed time slots, so be careful to keep up to date with the latest versions by going to rsgb.org/Saturday and rsgb.org/Sunday. Which presentations are the must-sees? Have you picked a workshop? Have you booked your evening dinner tickets yet? The convention is open to all radio amateurs, so whether you're newly licensed and looking to broaden your knowledge or have 50 years of experience and are looking to engage in technical debates on the latest technology, the Society looks forward to seeing you there. The International Amateur Radio Union General Conference takes place on the 19th to the 23rd of September in Vienna. Representatives of national societies from across Region 1 will meet to discuss 100 papers on a wide range of amateur radio topics. A significant body of work has been done by RSGB volunteers and specialists to prepare for the conference, and RSGB has submitted 10 papers, making it the largest contributor of any of the member societies. The four key areas where the society have inputs are spectrum protection and HF strategy, protecting 430 to 440 megs, IARU Region 1 governance, and licensing and examinations. The society would like to thank Spectrum Forum Chairman Marie Hyman, G6JYB, who led the RSGB expert team who prepared the society's papers for the conference. Murray will attend the conference in person with RSGB Head of Delegation, RSGB President Bob Beebe, GU4YOX, RSGB HF Manager Ian Greenshields, G4FSU, and RSGB Board Director Nathan Nuttall, MM9OCC, who's been contributing to the international development of youth amateur radio through the IARU Region 1's Youth Committee. For further information about the RSGB's input, go to RSGB Notice section on the Society's website. You can read all the papers submitted for the conference. Are you a radio amateur who's also active within the Scout Association? Would you like to support RSGB in encouraging Scouts to take part in amateur radio activities through the Scout programme? If so, you could be the next RSGB Youth Champion for Scouts. This exciting volunteer role will build on the success of the current Scout Champion and will be supported in developing and furthering this over time. The Champion will work with Scout groups, the National Radio Scouting Support Unit, and local radio clubs to encourage participation in radio technology and STEM activities, and to support young people on their journey towards an amateur radio license. To apply, first read the full role profile by going to rsgb.org/volunteers, and then email the current RSGB Youth Championship for the Scout, Samuel McCutcheon, M0UEL, via youthchampion.scouts@rsgb.org.uk. Deadline for applications is Wednesday the 14th of October. As we get close to WRC 27, which is the 2027 IU ITU World Radio Conference, Ofcom has released a consultation for the provisional UK views and positions on the current and proposed agenda items. This WRC is notable for a large number of space-related topics, as well as more common items such as spectrum for 6G mobile broadband. This year there are also a record number of proposals for the next conference agenda in 2031. The RSGB has a special focus section on its website which highlights the topics which are of concern to amateur radio and where the RSGB Spectrum team and its IARU colleagues have been preparing for some time. You'll find some information at rsgb.org/WRC-27, including a link at the bottom of the page of the Ofcom consultation. Consultation closes on the 24th of November. Don't forget to listen out for all the stations taking part in the 145 Alive activity today, the 13th. Hundreds of operators making contact using 145 MHz FM, 144 MHz SSB between 12 PM and 3 PM. More information, go to 145 Alive Facebook page or email 145alive@gmail.com. Please send details for all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Deadline for submissions is 10 AM on the Thursday before the Sunday broadcast each week. Details of rallies and events. Today, the 13th, Caister Lifeboat Radio Rally takes place at Caister Lifeboat Station, Caister-on-Sea, NR35DJ. Doors open from 10 AM to 3 PM. Entrance fee is free. For more information, email Zane, M1BFI, at via m1bfi at outlook.com. The Broadcast Engineering Museum has open days on Saturday the 19th and Sunday the 20th of September from 11 AM. The museum is located at 41 Capper Avenue, Hemswell Cliff, near Gainsborough in Lincolnshire, DN215XS. The museum is home to one of the largest collections of historic broadcasting equipment in the world. More information, go to becg.org.uk. /events. Special event news. Turkish Amateur Radio Society will be active with special call sign TC8KHT from Friday the 18th until Sunday the 20th of September. Operators will be on the air to promote the historical and cultural significance of the Neolithic archaeological site Taharan Tepe. Look for activity on the 8 to 10 meter bands using CW, FT8 and SSB. Contacts will be possible via the QO100 satellite. More information, visit qrz.com. Special call sign YR100RC is on the air until Wednesday the 30th of September to celebrate 100 years of amateur radio in Romania. Look for activity on the HF bands using a variety of modes. Details of a certificate available for working the station, visit tinyurl.com/Romania figures 1786. DX News, Harold DF2WO is active as D44TWO from Santiago Island, AF005 until mid-September. He operates CW, FT8 and SSB on various bands and via the QO100 satellite. More information, visit qrz.com, QSL via OQRS. Suvarna, OM0GA, is active as 9 November stroke call sign from Nepal. Until Saturday the 19th of September, he operates usually CW 40 to 10 meter bands, QSL via OQRS. Contest news, Worked All Europe DX SSB contest started 0000 UTC yesterday the 12th, ends 23:59 UTC Sunday the 13th of September. SSB in the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are allowed. Exchange a signal report and serial number today the 13th. A UK microwave group millimeter band contest runs 0800 to 1700 UTC. All modes 24 to 76 gigs frequencies. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Also today, 13th, the IRTS 77s counties contest runs 1300 to 1330 UTC using SSB and FM. On the 77 band, the exchange is signal report, serial number, EI and GI stations who give their county. Also today, 13th, IRTS 2 meter counties contest 1330 to 1500 UTC SSB and FM on the 2 meter band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator, EI and GI stations again give their county. Also today the 13th, what a busy day, the practical wireless 70 MHz contest runs 1200 to 1600 UTC all modes on the 4 meter band. Exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Tuesday the 15th, RSGB 1.3 gigs UK activity contest 1900 to 2130 UTC Using all modes on the 23 SEMs band, the exchanger signal reports serial number and locator. Wednesday the 16th, RSGB Autumn Series CW contest, 1900 to 2030 UTC using CW and 80 meters on the 80 meter band. The exchange is signal report and serial number. Thursday the 17th, RSGB 70 megs UK activity contest, 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 4 meter band. Exchange signal report, serial number and locator. And Sunday the 20th, RSGB 70 megs affiliated societies contest in 0900 to 1200 UTC, all modes on the 4 meter band. Exchange signal report, serial number and locator. Sunday the 20th, the British Amateur Radio Teledata Group PSK 63 Sprint runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC, PSK 63 on the 80 to 10 meter band. The exchange's serial number. Now for the radio propagation report. They write, as we head into September, autumnal AHF conditions are fast approaching. We can expect maximum usable frequency to climb during the day and DX to become more plentiful. However, we're not there yet, and it may take a few more weeks before we see much of a change in HF propagation. Meanwhile, solar activity remains quite low, with the solar flux index around 100 to 110. Geomagnetic disturbances are still occurring, but their effects have been minimal. KP index rose to 5 on the 8th of September due to the effects of a coronal hole stream. Luckily, it was short-lived, and the following day KP index back to the 2 to 3 range. The last 4 days have seen only minor C-class flares, but with 7 sunspot groups visible leading to the disk of solar flares and associated coronal mass ejections, activity remains high. MUFs over a 3,000 km path have reached 24.9 megs at times, although the 17 and 15 megs bands have been more usable. Expect the daytime MUFs to climb to perhaps 28 or 29 megs by the end of the month. Two coronal holes appear to be developing on the Sun and will become Earth-facing today, the 13th, so there could be a coronal high-speed stream hitting us between tomorrow, the 14th, and Wednesday, the 16th. DXB work next week includes RI-1FJZ from Francis Joseph Land, V47YA and V47RCX and St. Kitts and Nevis, KH8WW from America Samoa, S79-DL2SBY from the Seychelles. Also look for PJ2-K5SL from Curaçao from the 18th of September and 8Q7JH in the Maldives from the 20th of September. Next week, Space Weather Prediction Centre forecasts that the solar flux index may remain within the 105 to 115 range. We can expect unsettled geomagnetic conditions from the 14th to the 16th of September. This is possibly due to the coronal hole activity mentioned earlier, with a predicted KP of 4, otherwise the rest of the week may remain calm, with a KP index of 2 to 3. Now for VHF and up, the current spell of changeable autumnal weather looks likely to remain for most of the coming week. However, the UK covers a broad span from north to south, and some differences will be apparent. We have seen the arrival of some fronts with rain in the south. These will probably be weaker than in northern Britain, with only occasional patches of rain. For the rest of the time, look out for weak ridges of high pressure and periods of tropo into the near continent and possibly south across Biscay to Spain. For the northern half of the country, the weather systems will be more active and tropo will be less likely, but you could find some occasional rain scatter opportunities on the gigahertz band. Meteor scatter opportunities still only available via random activity, with no major showers playing a role. The aurora prospects are probably not zero, but recently alerts have been for minor levels of disturbance with a KP index of up to 5, but nothing dramatic on the auroral front. However, now being autumn, it's always worth monitoring. As we head toward the autumnal equinox of the 23rd of September, it's a good time of year for aurora if the triggering solar activity is sufficiently strong. EME and moon declination continues to fall until its lowest point around Friday the 18th of September. Meanwhile, path losses continue to rise until apogee, the moon's furthest point from the Earth. Also on the 18th of September, sky noise is going to be low and then rises again around Friday the 18th and Saturday the 19th of September when the moon is Sagittarius. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me until next week.